That back stayed burnt for a long time, didn't
it? It lasted a long time.
What kind of wood was that?
The hickory and oak was most of the wood that you used. The hickory wood and oak wood. To make fire.
Did on your fireplace, did you have a place right above it where you could put pictures or something?
That's called a shelf over the fireplace.
Was there a place, kind of an open area right in front of the fireplace, where you might sit in front of the fireplace or maybe cook something like that?
That's right. Open area. Back then, you come up here. You go so far up here. Take care of that chef up there. We even had a chef up there. And we never get hot or burn.
Do you remember if they called that open area in front of the fireplace anything in particular?
Nothing but the fireplace. Open fireplace. Hot.
Right. I see.
And down here we call the hearth. So the bricks sat down there. From the hearth, that's what we call it.
Yes, ma'am. What about the thing that the smoke went out of, what did you call that?
Chimney.
What was it made out of usually?
Brick. And I have seen it made out of mud.
That
and clay. That's right. Made out of mud and clay. But mostly, those of your way on it, but when you have it made out of brick, they'll just lay it and stand there for years and years. And made out of brick.
Yes, ma'am. When you burn a lot of wood for a long time, the stuff that's left after it's burned down, you just call those wood.
Ashes.
What color were those usually?
What some of them?
Color.
They are white wood.
White
wood. Grayish. Most times they're gray looking. No matter what kind of wood you burn, you can burn some wood and it'll be white wood.
I see.
And then some of you burn be gray looking. But it's from white to gray.
That's right. You know that black stuff that would stick on the sides of the fireplace inside?
That's stuff.
What, did you have to clean that out every now and then or what?
And most likely when you put that hickory wood and oak wood on that fire, it would burn it out. Now in your kitchen, if it got bad, you had those pipes, you know, run up through the stove. You had to take them pipes down sometimes and knock them to get the fire. But in the fireplace, you never had to worry about that because it's according to wood you burn. You burn a lot of pine, you have a lot of stuff. But if you burn hickory and oak wood, you wouldn't have it.
Yes, ma'am. Some people have told me that that soot will catch a fire itself. Have you ever heard it doing that?
No, not in particular, I haven't.
Burn out the top of the chimney?
No, I haven't heard that. I didn't pay it no attention to that.
Yes, ma'am. What were some of the things that people have in their living room, you know, like to sit on, stuff like that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, as far as I can remember, that it was, they didn't have no living room. Most of them didn't have a living room. Their bedrooms is where they, you know, would be in.
Kind of had a front room with beds in it?
Beds in it. But now, they didn't call it no living room like we do today. As I can remember that far back.
Yes, ma'am.
But now.
Did they call it anything at all?
Yes, ma'am. It's just front bedroom.
Front bedroom.
Yeah. And probably have a nice spread on that one where folks come in and sit. But you see, in these later years of my life, after I grew up and when I married, we have a front room, you know, a living room.
Yes,
that we kept. Back in those days, we didn't have it like it is now.
Yes.
For the last 25 or 30 years back, it was just, you know, the poor class of people then, but you know, I imagine the rich people that were there, but they had it.
You ever heard